Okie dokie, my friends. This week's parasha is Parashas Tetzaveh. And Parashas Tetzaveh, in the beginning of Parashas Tetzaveh, there's a somewhat famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh. It could be that the Mashkiach later is going to be doing the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. As we know, we have Chumash Chaburas afterwards. I do Unkelus. There's not much Unkelus on this particular subject, because what we're going to do is a little esoteric, and Unkelus is much more into the Pshat. But maybe the Mashkiach, whose Chabur does Rishonim, maybe he'll do the Or HaChaim. It's a really stunning Or HaChaim about Ata Tetzaveh, speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu. And it says the following thing, that the Geulo HaAsida, Tetzaveh is the future, the Geulo HaAsida is going to come B'schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is going to be the one bringing the Geulo. Va'ata, you, Tetzaveh also means to gather in. Moshe is going to gather in, bring together all of Klal Yisrael. Va'ata Tetzaveh is B'nai Yisrael. But, he says, Moshe is not maskim, or will not bring the Geulo if we are batlonim min ha-toira. People are not learning. Rav Shiva spoke about this, Rav David Kain, when we were at Shabbos near Atzion, that he said that a person has to learn Torah. In order we need to have Torah in order that Mashiach should come. We have to be mar b'Torah, we have to be mechazik in Torah, and that's v'yikru elecha shem en zayis zoch. We know that the menorah is mesamel Torah. A person says that, you know, when a person wants to get a special schus, everyone's looking for a segula. So it says when you daven, a person daven, he should be Arutza Shiyachim. A person wants to get a little extra wise. So Yadrim, he should turn a little bit to the south. He should tilt a little to the south. Why? Simen Menorah Bedarim. You're like facing towards the Menorah. So the Menorah is the symbol of Chachma, of Or, of light, of intelligence. So Yichver Hashem and Zayzoch Kosis Lama Or. You got to grind it up. You got to work hard in Torah. L'halos ner tamid, that's when Mashiach's coming. So the question is, why is Moshe Rabbeinu makbid? People should learn Torah. Well, it's Torah's Moshe. Okay, so what Moshe Rabbeinu is like, it doesn't say that if they're not doing chesed. It doesn't say if they're not learning Torah, Moshe's not bringing Mashiach. Well, what he's holding a grudge? Moshe Rabbeinu is not? What does that mean? It sounds like that this thing is the one thing. What's going on? Okay. So I would like to share with you an absolutely beautiful Dvar Torah, and then we're going to get into the Shvili Pinchas over here, which is as follows. The Achronim make an observation that in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu's name does not appear. We start off Ve'ata Tetzaveh, but Ve'ata doesn't say who. It doesn't say his name. His actual name does not appear. And from when Moshe Rabbeinu was born until now and moving forward, Moshe Rabbeinu's name appears in every single parasha, because he's a very central figure. This week's parasha, Moshe's name doesn't appear. And it is not, perhaps, a coincidence that this week's parasha always falls out on Zayin Adar. Zayin Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu dies. So what's going on? It says the Mefarshim, lots of Mefarshim. It brings down three different Mefarshim, all say the same idea. Say the following thing. There was a huge error that happened. And that error was the Egel Azov. And Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ki'ilu furious. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's it, I'm just going to wipe them all out. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheini no misifr chasha. You know what? Better wipe me out. Mecheini no, erase me from your sefer. Erase me from your book. It's an interesting way of saying it, but Moshe Rabbeinu basically was taking the blame. Because the whole thing that really happened over there with the Egel was because the Erev Rav, and the Erev Rav was Moshe Rabbeinu's idea, so Moshe Rabbeinu is kind of like taking the blame for it. It's like, look, this is really my bad idea, my fault. I'll take the hit, save Klal Yisrael. Imagine the tremendous sacrifice. Moshe Rabbeinu is basically saying, I'm willing to die for the cause. Now, Hashem didn't do that. But when a tzaddik says something, so there has to be some sort of fulfillment. You have to be very careful what you say. When you say something, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Mecheni no b'sifrecha." So where did it happen? It happened this week's parasha, where Moshe Rabbeinu's name doesn't exist. His name isn't here. So many mefarshim, the Baal Turim, and others say this is the kiyum of Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Mecheni no b'sifrecha." And we always learn Tetzaveh in the week that Moshe Rabbeinu died. So Moshe Rabbeinu kilo, when he's leaving the scene, Moshe Rabbeinu is exiting. Silence. That's what they say. Now listen to the Vilna Gaon, a beautiful Vilna Gaon. He says the following thing. He says there are 101 psukim in this week's parasha. Now that's gematria. Gematria what? Gematria Michael. Gematria Michael.
Which is a malach. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu leaves, kilo the malach is kilo taking over there.
But says the Goyin the following thing. Listen to this beautiful part from the Goyin.
He says, every word has what's called a nigla and it has a nister. Every word has a nigla and a nister. For example, every letter. The letter Aleph, so which is the only letter that you see in the letter Aleph? Aleph. But if you spell out the letter Aleph, it's Aleph, Lamed, Fei. Aleph. So there's the nigla and then there's the nister. What's the gematria of the nigla of Aleph?
Help me out here, folks. One. What's the gematria of the nister of Aleph?
The nister alone is 110. The nigla and the nister is 111. What? The nister is just what's hidden. What's the gematria of base? The nigla of base? 2. The nister of base?
410.
Yud Saf.
The gematria of Gimel. It goes on and goes on. So,
what's the gematria of the Nister of Moshe?
Mem. How do you spell Mem?
Mem. So, what's the gematria of Mem?
40. Shin.
Yud Nun.
What's that?
60.
That's 100. Hey. Is Hey Aleph? 1. The gematria of the Nister of Moshe is 101. How many psukim are in this week's parsha?
101.
Says the Vilna Gaon, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's nigla is not here. Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, we don't see him. But his nister is here. Moshe Rabbeinu is hidden in this week's parsha. That's what the Gaon says.
So, therefore, there is still the Atta Tetzaveh. You, who are you? We're not going to say.
Because Moshe's name doesn't appear. But there's still a nister. So I'd like to try to explain this idea a little bit. And why is the nister of Moshe Rabbeinu 101? So we'll start over here. The pasuk says, the beginning of this week's parasha, it says, Va'ata tetzaveh es b'nei Yisrael, v'yikhu eilecha. What does v'yikhu eilecha mean? Take to yourself. Now, what does Moshe Rabbeinu have to do with the shemen? Take v'yikhu eilecha shemen zayizach. Take to you. When it says by the Parah Aduma, it says also Yikhu Elecha. So there Rashi says it's going to be called on your name. This is your Parah. So this Shemen is Moshe's Shemen. What's going on over here with the Shemen HaMishcha with Moshe Rabbeinu? So the following thing. As follows. Chazal tell us that when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yoris Dvash says the following thing. Listen to this. He says,
Haman. It says Haman Harasha when he's drawing lots. So his pur fell out on Adar, and he got very excited. Why was he excited? He said, this is great because Adar is the month Moshe Rabbeinu died. So he thought this is beautiful. But he didn't realize, or he didn't know, that it's also the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born.
So listen to the Gemara. The lashon of the Gemara is, V'lavi yodea shiva ba'adar meis u'b'shiva ba'adar noilad. In the seventh of Adar he died, and the seventh of Adar he was born. Now, the Aris Dvash, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz is Medayik. What do you mean? He died and he was born. That's not the way it happened. How did it happen? He was born and then he died. What does it say he died and then he was born? Just say he was born and then he died. Says the Aris Dvash something amazing. He says, no. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was born after Moshe Rabbeinu died. What does that mean? There's something called a Moshe. If you look into the Gemara, a lot of times when one Tana or one Amor is happy with the other one, you know what he says? Moshe, Shaper Ka'amrit. Very good, Moshe. Moshe? Why are you calling him Moshe? Says the Zohar that in every side of every single Talmud Chacham, there's a nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single one of us has a little bit of Moshe inside. We've spoken about this months ago. The Rambam says, Kol Echad Yisrael Yochel Lios Tzadik K'Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone has, so we all have a little bit of Moshe inside of us. So when Moshe died,
Well, guess what? He's not God. And that's why Lo Yada Ishes Kvurasai. No one knows where he's buried. You know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, you need to know his burial place because you have to go to his neshama. But his neshama, Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama, has kind of spread out and it's inside every single one of us. So we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. And that's what the Gemara says. Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 years old and he didn't run out of strength. The Pasuk says, Lo Ynos Lechoi, that is his juice. He's still got a lot of juice in him. Where is the juice? Why is that great? Moshe Rabbeinu died. Boom, 120, he's dead. So what does it help that he was like a spring chicken at 120? The answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's not the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu left this world. Physically he did, but Moshe Rabbeinu's influence spread into every single one of us. So therefore, when Moshe died, he didn't really die. He just shared all of his koyach, his neshama with every single one of us. Every one of us has some Moshe or a nitzutz of Moshe that a person accesses when he learns Torah. He accesses that Moshe. So Rabbi Yisrael, we understand much better now. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to bring the Geula. Only if you learn Torah. Why is Moshe makpid on learning Torah? What, he's like upset? If you don't learn Torah, I'm not bringing the Geula? No. The pshat is, Moshe is pulling in the chips, the Moshe Rabbeinu inside of all of us. If we don't learn Torah, we haven't accessed that Moshe. Every one of us could be Moshe. Moshe Shapir Ka'amrit. So if we want Moshe to come, we have to embody Moshe. That's how Moshe brings the Mashiach. Because Moshe is here. So that's the pshat. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu, B'yoyse Yoyim Meis, B'yoyse Yoyim Noilad. And that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Goyin is saying. The Nister of Moshe is still here. What does that mean? The Nigla is not here. The Nister of Moshe is still here. Where is it? Where is Moshe? The answer is, he's inside of us. We all have some Moshe inside of us. Every one of us has Moshe. So therefore, the fact that Moshe's name doesn't exist when he's Nistalik, Zayin Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu is not here physically. But his influence is still inside of every one of us. Where is that? That's in 101. The Gemara says that there are people who learn 100 times, and there's people who learn 101 times. You learn, and you chazer, and you chazer. So then, you reach the darga of Moshe Rabbeinu. The gematria of Shochach and Zohar, the difference between the gematria of Shochach and Zohar is 101. If the Torah is going to remain with you, become a part of you, you forget your Torah, so then the Torah is like, you know, sure, you came to yeshiva, you went and you went out, but when does it change you? When you don't forget it, when it becomes a part of you. That's 101. And that's a tremendous amount of work. Kosis lama'or. You got to grind up the olive. You got to work yourself hard, because a person wants to learn Torah, so then he's got to chazer, and it's not easy. This is the hard work that a person through that is going to be able to be koine his Torah, become the Moshe, and bring the Geula. So the Choyra, this is the pshat over here that we're saying. So the Fizeh says the Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, could answer an interesting stira. The Medrash says, V'zorach HaShemesh U'bo HaShemesh. Which is, when the sun sets and the sun rises, says the Medrash, Ad shelo hishkia shimshu shel Moshe, when the sun of Moshe was setting, hizriach shimshu shel Yeshua, the sun of Yeshua was rising. Sun sets, sun rises. So Yeshua is compared to what? The sun. The sun sets, Moshe. The sun rises, Yeshua. Ad shelo hishkia shimshu shel Moshe, hizriach Shimsho Shel Yeshua. Yeshua is also the Shemesh. That's interesting. Because on the other hand, the Gemara says, Pnei Moshe ki Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ki Pnei Alevana. Moshe is like the sun, Yeshua is like the moon. So is Yeshua the moon or is Yeshua the sun? One Medrash tells us Yeshua is like the sun. The other Medrash tells us Yeshua is like the moon. What's the answer? The answer is that before Moshe Rabbeinu died, Yeshua was just the Levana. Yeshua, but once Moshe Rabbeinu died, the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu went into Yeshua, just like it went into everyone else. Every time in Chacham, Yeshua got the Shemesh of Moshe Rabbeinu. So now he also becomes the Shemesh, as do all of us, or all of us are capable of doing that.
So this could be also part of the idea that it says that Mordechai was also, in his generation, was doima to Moshe Rabbeinu. Mordechai, it says that just like Moshe Rabbeinu says that he was an Ish, Ish Moshe Anav Moed, Ish Yehudi Hayu B'Shushan Abira. The Medrash says Moshe, Mordechai is like Moshe. And it says just like Moshe, he was Amad Baperet, he stood up in order because Klal Yisrael was like by the Egel. It's like bad news. Also Mordechai stood up when it was bad news. Just like Moshe taught Torah to Klal Yisrael, Mordechai taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. So Mordechai was I don't know if you want to say Gilgul of Moshe or a manifestation of Moshe, a nitzitz of Moshe, which every one of us really has the ability to become. And therefore, through the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is really an extension of this idea of a person learning Torah, so we were zoicha to on Purim to another Kabbalah Satorah. Another Kabbalah Satorah, which means that we have to re-fortify and we have to re-emphasize our commitment to Torah and our Limud HaTorah, and in that Tzchus, in the time, just like Adar is connected to Nisan, which we were zoicha to Geulas in Adar and in Nisan, Beis Hashem will be zoicha to also this, now in Art Kufa, will be zoicha to a gula shleima b'schus the liban haTorah, b'schus the hasmara of Torah, b'schus the kinyan of Torah, that we're constantly chazering Torah, will be zoicha to uva l'tzion goyel b'mheira v'yameinu. Amen.